This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Berlin, to my colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a senior scholar, to comment on the news of the Chancellor of the Bundestag. This would be Herr Merz, Friedrich Merz, making a bold statement to his own party that the necessity now, given the security threat, is to build and secure a credible force for the future. And the way to do that is to reduce the scale of commitment we've made to what we in America call a welfare state. Judy, a very good evening to you. I've known for some years that Germany has an arrangement with its workforce whereby you're never really out of work, or you're never really concerned about your retirement, or you're never really concerned about your health, presuming you obey the laws and are a wandering around curious German citizen. That is something that can be called the welfare state derisively, but can also be called a form of social government. Is that what Herr Merz is talking about, reducing the scale of that? Or is it something special, like a care for the indigent?
Oh, gosh. Well, Merz, Chancellor Merz, in power now for over 100 days, has really set off a big discussion about it is touching the welfare state, but fundamentally, it's touching what every country, Western industrialized or former industrialized countries, experiencing, the aging population. And now Merz, a businessman, he knows the figures. He knows that there aren't enough young people to finance the aging population. So he's decided, okay, let's have a look at the social welfare system and try to encourage people to actually kind of invest in funds that parents could claim, for instance, 10 euros a month to invest in a monthly share savings plan on behalf of their children. And the funds would be ring-fenced until the children have reached retirement age. But the reason this has come up now, ahead of a very busy autumn when the parliamentarians return to the Bundestag, each year, John, about a quarter of the federal budget, that's about euros, maybe $130 billion in 2024, is used to plug holes in the pension system. And under current policies, this burden is set to rise even more. And there aren't enough young people to support the aging population. So Merz is saying, we've got to find new ways of financing this.
The new ways of financing he presents to his own party. This is not a national speech. It's to the CDU meeting in Lower Saxony. I key on where it took place because you've informed me over the years that Lower Saxony, Saxony itself, is an unusual part of Germany in that it makes assumptions about what the government must do and how it must conduct itself. Mm-hmm. Is that significant for the CDU? Does Saxony have the weight in the CDU disproportionate to other parts of this?
No, it's a great question. I mean, Lower Saxony is quite wealthy and they've got great universities and wonderful, the best music school university in Germany in Hanover. Hanover is the capital. But no, it's North Rhine-Westphalia, which is the biggest state in Germany, and Bavaria is very important as well, and Baden-Württemberg. The point about these speeches is that they rotate. You know, every state has to get their chance to do the big, you know, chancellor speech. But the fact that he does it in Lower Saxony, it's coming up to the end of the summer, and it's quite a powerful political state. And Merz used this opportunity to say, "Hang on, we've got a problem. we seriously have a problem. We've got to actually deal with our demographic situation, deal with the fact that younger people are just going to be really, really badly off if they have to contribute to an ageing population and we cannot offer them anything. Hence this incentive that they're trying to do. And the thing is, Mertz, as a businessman, he knows that only 70% of the adult population in Germany, 17% own shares, investment funds or, say, exchange-traded funds. That's compared to, 39% in the UK, 62% in the US. And it reflects a kind of centuries-old promise that, A, the state pension is safe, and secondly, that the Germans are anti-risk.
My interpretation of this comes from articles I've been reading. It's a complete amateur without German language. Excuses made. I understand that there's a risk here for all of Germany, because by saying he needs to reduce the welfare state or the social welfare, that very much mitigates the authority of the Social Democrats, who were recently in power and are part of the coalition. And that can alienate CDU and Social Democrat members who are then moved towards the AfD. That's what I've read. Is that happening?
That's an interesting spin in it. The point is, the social welfare state costs money. And it's all very well when the economy is prosperous and when more children are born and there's more finances. But the social welfare system, I'm not saying it has run its course, but the point is that it's a bit like energy. You have to diversify. If you just rely on the welfare state, you rely on government handouts the whole time. And it's not free, because as an employee, you have to contribute to the unemployment benefit element. You've got to contribute to your health system. I mean, nothing comes free, but it all adds up to maintaining a social welfare system that started under the first Chancellor of Germany, Otto Bismarck. But now there's an idea coming around that we have to have a serious political and philosophical and social look at how to sustain a social welfare state, which actually is becoming more expensive because there are so fewer people entering the workforce. And that's the danger. That is the real danger.
Is the AfD making promises about the social welfare state that it can't possibly pay for but are attractive?
Not yet. It's a very good question, because Merz has to spell out what he really means. So this is just in the putting out working papers and so on. The AfD hasn't reacted so far, but if they do react, they have to come up with a proposal how to sustain this aging population, and why, and they will have to answer, why should younger people who will eventually go into work and middle age, you know, how are they going to be subsidized? How will there be pensions paid? And one thing the AfD is very bad about is coming up with policies. But now we have Merz throwing out the ideas which actually are long overdue. And it's important. It's not about dismantling the social welfare state. It's about looking at ways on how it become more flexible and more creative. And that's what he's bringing up with this kind of 10 euros. 10 euros a month is, you know, it's so little. 10 euros a month is a scheme. It's dubbed the early start pension. But it's going to be subsidized by 1.5 billion euros a year. But nevertheless, it's out there, and it's time, frankly. It's time, because Germany's running out of people to work.
The other concern for the Chancellor is security, which is a vague way of saying Ukraine. Is that now the bald formula? We must give up these benefits because of Ukraine? Is it presented
no,
that way?
No, I don't... It would be very easy to say this, but if you make that argument, there would be a complete backlash against Ukraine. If you say the social welfare state has to be changed or weakened or modified in order to finance the war in Ukraine, that would just alienate voters. No. The social welfare system is a structural problem. It's a political problem. It's an economic problem. It's a demographic problem. And that's on the one side of the balance sheet. On the other side is defence and security and how Germany is going to remain secure and Europe is going to remain secure given what is happening in Ukraine. Some of your listeners might disagree with me, but the two elements are quite separate and there are two different budget lines for this.
Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin. And we're turning now to the larger story of the EU. After the meeting in the White House several days before, and considering the scale of the challenge by the Russian Federation for the balance of this century, we're told by NATO.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.